And in sports, it'll be running back by committee at UNI, where Coach Mark Farley is preparing for his 15th season at the helm. The Panthers have 14 starters back from last year's team that finished 9-5 and made it to the FCS National Playoffs. The Panthers must replace All-American running back David Johnson. The Clinton native amassed more than 2,000 yards of total offense as a senior.
Well, you're not going to replace David. I mean, we all know you. He was a great running back and a great, he was a great teammate. You know, he did so many things for us in special teams as well as in the locker room and as a running back, but we all know him as a running back. So to be direct to your question, we have right now, I believe, three candidates that can take that weight and carry it as a group.
Coach Farley says the top contenders at running back are Tyvus Smith from Davenport, Rutgers transfer Savon Huggins, and Darian Miller from Blue Springs, Missouri.
I think those three are definitely three guys that I would say are in the top 11, you know, and I always look for who your top 11 offensive players are. Now, how do I get them all on the field with one football?
Farley says Cedar Falls native Barkley Hill has been moved to running back. Hill began his career as a running back at Iowa.
Because of the depth we had at running back and because of the need that we had at linebacker, I felt that it was a better chance and a better opportunity for him to move into that linebacker position. We did that in the spring. He was very successful in the spring, and that's when you experiment with him, so we left him there for this fall.
Not only are the new players adjusting to UNI, but several new coaches as well. Farley has five new members of his staff this season.
The big thing is how do we do things here at UNI? Because I think you have to be very unique here to be successful at UNI, because it's unique and in a great place. But you have to understand the University of Northern Iowa. So in that regard, that's what we're trying to teach, not only the new players, but to our new staff members.
The Panthers opened the season at Iowa State on September the 5th. Well, a year ago, Drake finished 7-4 after stumbling out of the gate, but the Bulldogs came up short in their bid to win the Pioneer Football League title, and Coach Rick Fox called it an underachieving season.
Okay, that's the Drake football history that has been set for many years here. That's what our alumni expect. That's what we expect within our department. That's what we're shooting for. And so 7-4, nothing to be ashamed of. And that class last year, that team last year, I was extremely proud of. But our expectation is to win championships.
A last-second loss to San Diego kept the Bulldogs out of the FCS playoffs. And Fox says the Bulldogs want to take the next step this season.
We've been very hungry since the end of last season. We've been wanting to get Drake football back on the top of the conference, which is where we believe it should be. And we came close last year, but close isn't satisfying for us.
Defense should be a strength once again, or defense it is, and the Bulldogs have several starters back from last year's defense, which was top ranked in the PFL.
Special teams and in the offensive side of the ball, we need to step up. That's really the area where we felt we dropped down a little bit last year, that we need to step up, and I think our guys are ready and poised to do that.
Fifth-year senior Andy Rice returns for his third season as quarterback at Drake, and Fox says his biggest strength is leadership.
The last guy you hear from before you, quote-unquote, go to battle, that voice needs to instill confidence in you and a calmness in you. And that leadership and what that voice represents is all the work he's done, all the ways he's related to his teammates, the confidence they have in his decisions, and then how he's going to execute it. That gives them confidence moving forward.
The Bulldogs open at home against William Jewell on September the 5th. Turning from college football to the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs could be forced to rest a handful of players in their exhibition opener tonight in Arizona because of nagging injuries picked up during training camp. Linebacker is the position where they're most banged up. Former first-round pick Dee Ford is still out from a concussion. Josh Mauga left practice Wednesday with a bum heel. DJ Alexander is hobbled by an ankle injury, and James Michael Johnson by a calf injury. That means that rookies Remick Wilson and Justin March could get considerable time for the Chiefs. Coach Andy Reid plans to play starters in the first quarter, the second unit in the second quarter, and into the third, with the rest of the reserves finishing the game. Jeremy Maclin says he hopes to play after missing two practices this week with an neck strain. Fellow wide receiver Albert Wilson is also questionable with an illness. Tennessee rookie quarterback Marcus Mariota had a mixed success in his first NFL preseason game, the second player taken in this year's NFL draft due to an interception, and fumbled to end the Titans' first two possessions before leading a touchdown drive in a 31-24 loss to Atlanta. Mariota went 7 of 8 for 94 yards. The NFL has sent a memo to all 32 teams warning them about fighting during games in the wake of inter- and intra-team altercations that have broken out in training camps. In one of them, Jets quarterback Geno Smith's jaw was broken by a teammate. NFL Executive President, Vice President of Football Operations Troy Vincent reminded players that prohibiting fights during games will be a point of emphasis for the officials. Elsewhere in sports, North Carolina says it has uncovered possible additional violations in women's basketball and men's soccer. The discovery comes as part of a probe into the school's long-running academic scandal. It's not clear exactly when the new possible violations were discovered. The school says they were reported to the NCAA's Committee on Infractions on August the 10th. The school says a response to the NCAA's notice of allegations that was due next week will be delayed. That is a check of sports here on KJAN, brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen.